Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Our first guest is coming back home. He spoke about it a number of weeks ago at the Racing Queensland Winter Carnival launch, but now Glenn Boss has made the decision, and Bossy's online from Singapore. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you, pal?
Yeah, very well. You've made the decision that you want to come home.
Yeah, I have, Andrew. It's quite good, actually. I'm feeling great about it, to be honest. I've really enjoyed my time in Singapore. I've been here 3 years now, and really loved it, actually. But I just felt like, you know, obviously for there's personal reasons, but I really feel like the time is right, and I'll make my permanent decision to come. I've made my decision to be home permanently now.
Okay, so what's the plan? Do you go to Melbourne, or do you look at Brisbane, where you did that launch a few weeks ago?
Yeah, initially I will go back to Melbourne and base myself out of Melbourne for the time being, and I'll, you know, make my way up to Brisbane for the rest of the carnival, and then I'll sit down with family and make some decisions. What my decision will be after that, where I will base myself out. It possibly will be Queensland, and probably just follow the carnivals around. You know, there's so much good stuff going on in Australia at the moment. It's very hard to ignore.
Bossy, we saw as late as our championships that you've got the magic. You know how to team up with a good horse and give them a great line. We saw it on Brutal. You went to Singapore three years ago looking for a new challenge. Are you feeling the same way now?
I'm really excited, Andrew, to be really honest. Like, it's really weird. I've been toying with the idea for a little while, but once I finally made the decision, it's almost like I felt like I've really locked in, and I've still got the energy, and I've still got the drive, and I've still got the passion for the ride. You know, it's still always been there, and probably even stronger now. You know, and like I'm fit as I've probably ever been in my life, physically and mentally. I'm still well, so I think I've still got a lot to offer. So, like I said, and there's probably one itch that I have to scratch, and it's I really would love to win a Caulfield Cup, and then I could say I've won the four, you know, and then that would sit pretty good with me, actually.
Understand. Singapore's been a successful time for you. You obviously, you know, you were looking for something, as I said, 3 years ago, and you went to Singapore. It's obviously done the right thing for you. It's worked both ways, for the club and for yourself.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you do. I think in the game, someone asked me why I feel like I do. I said, well, probably because I've had the opportunity to travel. You know, I've been in Hong Kong. I've been around. You know, so it sort of reinvigorates you every time you move somewhere, and you get into a different lifestyle and you're different places. And I'm feeling that way about getting back home now. I just feel like there's more challenges for me to, more things, more mountains for me to climb, and that's always exciting. So, I'm really happy that I've actually made this decision, and I feel like it sits really well with me at the moment.
I can hear it in your voice, Bossy.
Yeah, well, I'm an excitable person, Andrew. You know that. and quite honestly, it's just the thrill of riding at home. I think at the moment, there's a lot of positive stuff going on in Australia at the moment. And looking from abroad, this is where you really notice it. Everyone's talking about Australian racing at the moment. Everybody, how big and strong it is. So it's very hard to ignore.
It is. And when you came back and rode during the Sydney Carnival, were you thinking around this? I mean, did the Brutal ride give you something that you needed at that time to make a decision like this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I had the opportunity to go on to the inner track when Winx went out, you know, and I just felt the, you know, that feeling, you know, like that was incredible. Just be a bystander to watch her go out to parade and go out in front of the crowd, watch the people react, just that moment. I thought, geez, this is what I'm missing. This, you know, because that was, you can be part of that, you know, and you just don't get that here. It's a bit, I wouldn't say it's, well, it's a bit, I wouldn't say it's mundane, but you just don't get that here. So, and don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed my time here, and it happened for a reason, there's no doubt. I came here for a reason, but now I think it's time for me to come home and hopefully find another good horse. That's what I really like to do.
Understand. Just on that point, I'm fascinated by, it's not what we rang for, but I'd love to just expand that a little bit, just the way you spoke about being there for Winx. Did it take you back to Maccabi Diva?
It did, you know, because it really does. It takes you back, and I had a really good chat to Huey only, I think it was yesterday, you know, about that, you know, because he's probably went through that same thing that I went through after she went, you know, the whirlwind. You just get caught up to it, and everyone wants a piece of flesh, you know, and you're getting pulled here, you get pulled there, and you actually, at the time when you're in it, you actually don't have the time to smell the roses, as a cliche. You don't have time to soak it all in. And it's not until about 2 weeks after it's all finished, it hits you like a tidal wave, and then you get these crazy emotions. It's, you know, it's all over, and then you think about the journey, and then it's sort of almost like you get a bit punch drunk. And I think that's what's happened to Huey. It's all hit him, and I think you actually need time away. You actually need time to just get away and reflect, because it's quite a big thing to reach those sort of heights on that sort of animal, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, and, it's not there.
You know, and it's real. It actually does happen. It's like someone's a football player finally won a grand final, and it's crazy mayhem for a week or so, and then it just all ends. You're the only one standing there. It hits you quite hard. So, I think Huey's definitely done the right thing by having to walk away for a while and just then have some time out for himself and reflect.
Yep, understand. Good thoughts there, because you are one jockey. I don't want to pry into what Hugh was doing or anything like that, but you are one that has gone through that. So it's good that he's had someone to talk to, whatever he's feeling at the moment. Hey, what about you now? You're coming back. So when do we expect to see you in Melbourne?
I'll ride here on Cranji Stakes Day, which is next Saturday, our international meeting. We have three group ones that day. And that will be my last meeting on the 25th, and I'll not long be returning. I'll be home by the end of the month.
And I reckon there's people in Brisbane that are probably thinking, gee, I'd love to have the talent of G Boss every Saturday. It'll be interesting to see what the family decide.
Well, it'd be nice that if hopefully I'm still relevant, you know, in Australia. That'll be the first thing. Obviously, and Andrew, I'm not saying I've got to get home and work my butt off. You know, I'm not coming home to just say, here I am and, you know, put me on. I've got to get home and I've got to do the hard yards again, like I did when I first come here. You know, it's not easy, but I'm up for the challenge, no doubt about that, and I'm prepared to go home and really work hard. You know, that's what I've done most of my life, so nothing will change there. And I'll work doubly hard if I have to try and get the mounts.
Understand. And, mate, you're back home in Australia at Brisbane on Saturday. You've got Lover Lover in the Doomben Cup, and you got a nice little ride in the Roses re-edit with a soft barrier there.
Yeah, they're actually, I spoke to the Wallachamp, and they're pretty excited about this filly. They say she's very, very good and on a real upward spiral. I know a form sort of country style form, but they've got a very big opinion of her, and they say it's going places very quickly in the upward spiral. So, I'm looking forward to reuniting. I'm getting on one of Wallace's team, and unfortunately, Lover Lover has drawn the car park, so it's going to have to do a pretty big job to win from out there or run well. So, just hopefully I can get some luck and work and run well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, mate, thank you for coming on. It's exciting. As I said during the interview, I can hear it in your voice. You're like a little kid walking into a candy shop, mate. I can just hear it in your voice that you've had an exciting period in Singapore, but you can't wait to get returned back to Melbourne, and who knows after that.
Yeah, well, it's not a job, Andrew, when you love it as much as I do. It's a pleasure to do what I do, and so, I'm excited. So I'm hopefully people will see this when I get home and it rubs off.
Yeah, understand. Hey, Bossy, thanks for that. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you there on Saturday at Doomba.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to you, Andrew. Thank you.